good to have our political expert, Chris Begala. BegalaMcGrath.com is where he does business. My friend, you were laughing, but imagine this. If Nolan Ryan runs for Ag Commissioner, you could have Nolan, Kinky Friedman, and then maybe Sid Miller would let his campaign treasurer, Ted Nugent, get in. And you could sell tickets for that debate, don't you think?
Well, who would MC that event? That we'd have to just throw one more on top of that.
I'd be more than happy to MC that. I'd do it for nothing. Are you kidding? But let's talk about whether or not Nolan Ryan is seriously considering the Ag Commissioner position here in the state of Texas. I mean, certainly that's a path to the governor's mansion. That's how Rick Perry did it.
Yeah, there's no doubt it is a path to the governor's mansion, and there's no doubt that if Nolan Ryan wants to be the next Ag Commissioner of Texas, he will be the next Ag Commissioner of Texas. I mean, for gosh sakes, he's a living legend. I go back all the way to pre-Astro signing Nolan Ryan. I met Nolan before he signed. I was at the press conference in 1980 when they introduced him as a Houston Astro at the princely sum of $1 million a year, the first athlete on earth to make $1 million a year. And the guy walks on water. He truly is a fantastic man. Everything he's done, he succeeded at. You know, husband, rancher, he's a decent baseball player. Pitcher, I don't know if you've heard, but in business he's been fantastic. So Matt, I kind of chuckle at the other candidates here and their spokespeople. Well, what would happen if Nolan gets in? How about this? Game over.
Well, I agree. I agree. We don't know, though. I mean, he has not said that he would indeed be running for Ag Commissioner, so we're not exactly sure. Now, he is the campaign treasurer right now for Todd Staples, is he not?
He is, and I don't know if that would officially conflict him out. He would have to probably go ahead and step aside as far as that is concerned. The interesting thing here is Nolan owned a piece of the Rangers. He stepped down. He's probably right now thinking what he wants to do next. Does he want to take a cruise with his wife Ruth around the world? I don't know. Whatever Nolan wants to do, he can do. So is he going to come back and go to work for the Houston Astros? I think we'd be blessed, and gosh knows that franchise needs some additional support, even though his son is trying to head it up as far as president and general manager and whatnot. But Nolan right now is dipping his foot in the water. He's done this for decades. He's thought about running for, 10, 15 years or so. So he's thinking about it. If he wants to, it's his. If he doesn't, he's just going to have to, look at some other opportunities. But it is incredibly interesting. If he wants to be governor, I'm sure that's there too, and this would be a great first step if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, I mean, and that's good. I don't even know if I want to think that far out, but can you imagine, Nolan Ryan running for governor as a Republican? I mean, as you say, game over as far as I'm concerned.
I'd love to see the Get Out the Vote campaign for that. He would really, really help the Republican Party. But, we shall see. It'll be interesting. And, Nolan really just isn't this legendary guy. He's just a superhuman being. So, to be honest with you, it'd be great to see him run. Yeah. And the state would be benefited by his office, by him seeking office and holding office.
No question about it. All right, Mr. Begala, as always, it is a pleasure to have you on and to tap into your expertise. Chris Begala, BegalaMcGrath.com. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you getting up early.
Matt, thank you. Happy birthday to my son, Christopher, who's 14 today.